Bullet, Prince, settle down, boys. It's time to go to sleep. I sure wish I knew what gets into those dogs at night. Quiet down, boys. Hey, Nick, that was John on the phone. He just wanted to make sure we were ready to go at 6 a.m. in the morning. You know we're going up there to that paintball battleground to help him get it all cleaned up. Hey, shouldn't Johnny Paul have a good day today?
Sure, he's okay. But man, that kid never stops talking about Alien Army's video game.
I say quite a few members of my Sunday school class could sure learn a lesson from a missionary kid like you. You know, about being in the world without the world being in them.
What do you mean?
Well, I try to teach those boys in Sunday school that Jesus sends us out in the world to be salt and light.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be salt and light if you're acting and talking and walking and singing and living like the world. I wish our whole Sunday school could meet your family and some of those folk down there in Peru.
Uncle Mark, is that you? Bullet? Prince? Who's there? Now, you cosmic clones, better look out, because I'm going to win the final battle over all the armies of the... Mr. Mark, I almost said it, but I caught myself.
Oh, that's good, Johnny Paul. Say, one more thing. Do you think you could go till after breakfast without playing your video game?
I never tried that either.
Well, how about a double challenge? No aliens and no game until you had that last swallow of breakfast. I sure would like to see you do it, Johnny Paul.
Then I'm going to do it just for you, Mr. Mark.
Okay, Johnny Paul, you do that just for me.
Native inhabitants of Earth have invaded our nesting place.
Yes, can you see how many of them there are?
In my scope, I see 2 adult intruders and 2 juvenile. Could they be scouts from the enemy?
Possible, very possible. The enemy will use every trick at his disposal to defeat us. Perhaps they only look like innocent bystanders, but are really spies trying to pinpoint our location for the enemy.
What is our plan of action?
Keep them in your sights, and creep down behind those bushes to get a closer look.
Victory for the colony.
Victory for us all.
Uh-oh. That ceiling light's usually on when the door's open.
What?
It's not on now. Just how long have you been sitting here, burning the battery with that cell phone charger?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to try the ignition, and you had better hope it works, Johnny Paul. Oh, no, Johnny Paul. I can't believe you. Give me the phone. What?
The cell phone screen just went blank, and I was almost on the
Hand
next level.
Hand it to me, son.
How about it, John? Can we call out of here, or are we stuck up here all night?
It's as dead as a doornail.
Good night.
Sorry, everybody. I really am. But, you know, I mean, it could happen to anybody, right? No hard feelings. Johnny Paul, show my uncle what you found.
What's that?
Oh, probably nothing. Just some weird tracks in the dirt.
Well, where are they?
They're just over here. I'll show you. Behind these bushes. Nick and I can't figure out what would have made them. They're round.
Huh. I've never seen a round footprint.
Take a look at these.
Well, you're right. Those sure are round. Nothing human has ever made round footprints before.
Hey, look! The lights are coming this way! Oh no! I can't believe my eyes!
What? Can you make out what they are?
I can't believe it! Look for yourself, Nick. There are creatures with green faces coming straight toward us with weapons in their claws.
You're not kidding. I see them now. Green monsters. And they're pointing some kind of weapon right at the SUV.
Nick, can you see them? The aliens are right down below us. Since the 2 of them are close together, we can really cover them up with paint. I'll take the one on the left, and you take the one on the right. As soon as I shine the flashlight on them, start firing. Don't stop until all your paintballs are gone.
How many does this thing hold?
40 shots. If we cover their helmets with paint, we should be able to run back down and find my dad and your uncle. I'll count to 3, and we'll open fire. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
1, 2,
You know I'm proud of both of you guys today. Why, you look so strong and brave standing up there on that boulder facing down those aliens.
I'm just glad they didn't shoot back.
Yeah, and you know what, Johnny Paul? I think I'll plan a Sunday school class next week with you and Nick in mind.
What do you mean?
Well, in Hebrews 11, I know a verse that you just might want to memorize.
What is it?
Well, the last part of verse 34 talks about the great heroes of the faith, and it says that they turned to flight the armies of the aliens.
You're kidding. It really says that?
Yeah, look it up. When you walk with God, He gives you the strength to defeat your enemies. Say, you boys can start becoming heroes of God right now.
How do you know so much about the Bible, Mr. Mark?
Well, the psalmist says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light." You know, allowing God's word to guide my life, well, that's the greatest adventure of all.